Well, Nick Evans, there is an old truism in the news business, which is nothing good ever happens late on a Friday. And here, as we were going into Capitol Report, we had everything just about locked down. Something broke late this afternoon that had to do with the congressional redistricting of Florida. What's the latest?
Well, to put it real, real simply, the league won. Judge Lewis came out with a ruling saying that essentially the league's version of the line between District 26 and 27 was more compliant with Tier 2 standards, and so he's suggesting the Supreme Court go with that. Now, in his ruling, Judge Lewis says that he likes the House's version of the map better than the Senate proposals. He says it's close, but he thinks that the Senate didn't do a good enough job of explaining why it made its changes. Now, the other thing that he points out is the plaintiff maps. They agreed with the House version of the map. That's important because he argues in his finding that he can only rule on disputed issues. So the fact the plaintiffs agreed with most of the House version of the map gave it a bit more weight. He also emphasizes the importance of Tier 2 compliance. Now, Tier 2 has to do with compactness and whether or not borders follow municipal boundaries, whether they follow roads. He said that the staffers, the people in the legislature who drew the maps that started out the process, didn't do a very good job with 26 and 27. He said their work was cursory. They didn't do enough to come up with different ideas for where to draw the line and how to draw the line to boost Tier 2 compliance. He says that he looks at what the League of Women Voters did, and their map maker had no problem, and he sent it to the Supreme Court.
Okay, so where do we go from here now?
Well, that's a really good question, because I don't know. The lawyers don't know. Actually, here's David King, lawyer from the League of Women Voters, speaking after the final hearing in the redistricting case.
They could ask the parties to make written briefing on the issue. They could have oral argument, or they could just get Judge Lewis's recommendation and make their own decision. I don't know how that's... Each step is a new step in places that nobody's gone before.
So, as you can hear, it's in the Supreme Court's court now. and we'll see what they do with this. Considering this has been going on for so long, and as we reported earlier, supervisors of election across the state are asking to have a map finalized and in place by December 1, they may just take this, and if they approve it, just put it into effect.
And still more fun to come, because we have another special legislative session coming up about state senatorial districts, and we get to do that process.
Oh, yes. The fun never ends.
Florida Public Radio's Nick Evans. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks.